This is Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago. Today, David Merriman, professor of public administration, talks about Walmart's effect on other retailers in Chicago. Does it drive them out of business as it has in many small towns and suburbs? Here's Professor Merriman.
Well, we weren't specifically looking for differences. We were interested in, this is a new phenomenon, having a Walmart in a dense urban area, and in particular in a poor neighborhood. And we were interested in the extent to which that would compete with local stores. In a lot of poor neighborhoods, there are small local stores. They aren't chain stores, and they're run often by people with less education and people who are from less privileged backgrounds than in other areas. And we wanted to know what effect Walmart would have in that sort of area. What we did was we set up a protocol, a research strategy of interviewing stores. We did telephone surveys of about 200 stores. We got some useful data from 191 of them. And we did that first before the Walmart opened and then 1 year after the Walmart opened. And we're planning to do another one. We're in the process of doing a third one, which is about 2 years after the Walmart opened. And the primary thing we were interested in was how local stores did once Walmart was open and how this affected their business. And these are kinds of stores where you typically see a lot of attrition. You see a lot of businesses going out of business. Many of them have just marginal kind of profitability to start with. And we certainly did see some businesses fail. We saw in the first year about 23 of the 200 businesses fail. But we didn't find any particular effect that the ones that were closer to Walmart or the ones that competed more closely in Walmart lines did worse than others. So we don't think that there's a big effect of Walmart. We also looked at sales tax data in terms of what happens in the sales in Walmart's direct area, its zip code, and in surrounding zip codes. And we don't really see a large decline. You might have expected that in zip codes surrounding Walmart, you'd see a large decline in sales. And we didn't find that. We'll see in the long run. It could be that after just 1 year, businesses have managed to stay in business, but that they will be, especially with the economy turning down, that a lot more businesses will be forced out of business over the second year. So we're interested to see whether that trend continues. That's the main kind of thing. And also we're looking, going to try and look at employment effects, which we haven't yet been able to acquire data, but we're in the process of acquiring data to tell us more about not only whether the stores stayed in business, but also whether the number of employees they had and the wages that they paid those employees changed over time. In rural areas, we know that when Walmart's come in, it can have quite a devastating effect on local businesses, can greatly reduce their sales and reduce employment, certainly right in the vicinity of Walmart. That may be somewhat different in a dense urban area like Chicago, where even before Walmart enters, there's more competition. There's a lot of different opportunities, different places to shop. It's possible that the effect of Walmart is somewhat muted compared to suburban or rural areas. There's no real reason to think there's anything special about Chicago. Walmart opened in a neighborhood which was relatively poor and stressed, but probably in an area where there were some good things happening. And I think the question is, in other cities in similar neighborhoods, I think I would expect that Walmart would have similar effects.
David Merriman is a professor of public administration. For more information about this research, go to www.news.uic.edu, click on News Releases, and look for the release dated May 20th, 2008. This has been Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago.